This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
The creative minds at WDW Today, Mouse World Radio, and DisneyWorldTrivia.com present Who Wants to Earn Their Ears? You can play. Call now, 407-278-5WDW. That's 407-278-5939 for your chance to win. Now, alongside Quizmaster Lou Mangiello, here's your host, Matt Hochberg.
Hello, everybody. This is Who Wants to Earn Their Ears. I'm Matt Hochberg of MGMstudios.org. On today's show, we're playing Who Wants to Earn Their Ears. And this will be a trivia game very similar to the Walt Disney World Attraction and Television Show, except that this will all be Walt Disney World trivia. So before we get started, let me explain some of the rules. We'll have one of our listeners call in. And, of course, we'll introduce you, blah, blah, blah. And Lou will then proceed to ask you some questions, just like on the show. If you need, you have three lifelines available. First lifeline is multiple choice answers. Now, unlike the TV show or the attraction, you are not going to have the ability to have multiple choice answers off the bat. You're just going to get a question asked. So one of your lifelines is to use get multiple choice answers. There'll be four of them given to you. Another lifeline is to ask Mike, Matt, or Len. Rather than ask a stranger or phone a friend, you'll be able to ask either myself, Mike Scopa, or Len Testa what they think the answer might be. And this isn't like Hollywood Squares. We're not going to give you the wrong. If we actually know the answer, we'll give it to you. If we have a guess, we'll give you the guess. You'll have 30 seconds like that. And the other option, instead of ask the audience, we're going to have I Am the Audience, where you'll be able to send an instant message on AOL to Mouse World Radio. That's one word, MouseWorldRadio. And Newell will quickly compile the answers, and he'll tell the contestant what the audience thought. Moving on from that, the prizes. Of course, the most important part of the whole show. If you get the second question correct, there's 10 questions total. If you get the second question correct, you win a Live 365 one-month VIP membership, which is provided by Mouse World Radio. If you get the sixth question correct, you'll receive a DisneyWorldTrivia.com t-shirt provided by Lou Mangiello of Disney World Trivia. Thank you, Lou.
Oh, you're welcome.
And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, you'll win a choice of a Disney World Trivia Volume 1 or Volume 2 book and a Walt Disney World Today shirt. Look, folks, we don't make any money on this podcast, so we got to make do with what we got. We should also point out that this is the first time we're playing it, so it very well could fall on its face, in which case we'll resort to having Len sing holiday classics for the remaining time.
We'll make it work.
So, Lou, how would you rate these the difficulty of the questions? Are they for Walt Disney World trivia experts only, trivia buffs, or Nathan-level novices?
Well, that's a whole nother level altogether, but notwithstanding Nathan, I think that I tried to keep them in a range where they start off relatively easy and work their way up. So if you've been to Disney World before, you should be able to get some of the early ones, and then after you go on, it'll kind of test how well you know the resort, maybe some of its history and little secrets.
Great. If you'd like to be our guinea pig and call in for the first time, you can call in to 407-278-5939 now, and we will attempt to play this. Although Len is standing by with his choice selection of
me
of holiday classics to sing.
Here go the bells, so many bells, there go the bells. Oh my goodness. Please call now.
And to think I didn't think anybody could sing worse than Nathan.
You've not listened to the show very often, have you?
We've got our first caller. Are you ready, Lou?
I'm ready.
All right, let's bring this person in. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Cody.
Cody?
Yeah, Cody from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hey, Cody, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm outstanding. Would you like to play Who Wants to Earn Their Ears?
Sure.
Let us begin. Lou, start us off.
What restaurant in Walt Disney World, what restaurant's name means family?
Ohana.
That's very good. You are one for one. And here is your next question. What is the largest theme park in all of Walt Disney World?
Animal Kingdom.
Very good.
Very nice. Well, Cody, with answering the second question correctly, you've won... What have you won? Oh, you've won a Live365.com one-month VIP membership. Congratulations.
All right, Cody, here is your third question. What is the name of your pilot over on the Star Tours attraction at the Disney MGM Studios?
Rex.
Wow, very impressive.
Very nice.
Man knows his trivia.
All right, let's proceed to question four. Don't forget, Cody, you still have all three of your lifelines.
Okay.
Go ahead, Luke.
Okay, Cody, where in Walt Disney World is Disney Quest located?
Downtown Disney. West Side, I think.
West Side, wow. Cody, I'm very impressed. Time to pump it up a little bit. A little bit tougher question, then.
Question five now.
Cody, this may be a little bit before your time, but do you know who the original sponsor of Space Mountain was?
Could I use a lifeline?
Sure. Which lifeline would you like to use?
The Instant Messenger.
Okay, well, if anyone listening can IM to Mouse World Radio right now, that's on AOL Instant Messenger. You can also email mouseworldradio@AOL.com if you don't have Instant Messenger. And Cody, if you can stay with us for a few seconds, Mike Newell is going to compile those and he's going to send them to me. It's again, you can IM Mouse World Radio, that's one word, no spaces, on AOL Instant Messenger. What you think the answer is, Luke, could you repeat the question?
Sure. Who was the original sponsor of Space Mountain?
So, Cody, how old are you?
13.
13. Wow. You're doing pretty well. We're up to question five. And if you get this correctly, that'll bring you to question six, which will, of course, put you in line. If you get that question correct, the second level of prizes, which will, of course, be a... You'll win already. You've already won Live365.com one month VIP membership. And if you get the sixth question correct, you'll win the DisneyWorldTrivia.com t-shirt. Mike Newell, what are the results at this point that you have?
Well, Matt, 100% of the instant messengers have said it was Federal Express.
All right, Cody. That's what Federal Express is, what our listeners have said. Now, of course, you can go with the listeners or you can go on your own if you have another hint. Or you could try some of the other lifelines if you'd like.
I'm going to go on my own. Is it RTA?
Bravo, Cody. Sorry.
Oh. It is now. Is it? So continue, Lou. I'm sorry I got in your way.
I'm sorry about that. I got all excited that Cody decided to go against popular opinion and stick out on his own. Yeah, it was RTA and then it was FedEx.
Right.
So your next question is, how many screens does a Circle Vision 360 film have? It's projected onto a number of screens. How many screens? How many?
Is it nine?
Simply and Fuego.
Wow, you got that correct. Congratulations, Cody. You've now won, in addition to your Live365.com one-month VIP membership, you've won the DisneyWorldTrivia.com t-shirt. And let's now move on to...
Cody, where in Walt Disney World would you find the casitas, ranchos, and cabanas?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Where in Walt Disney World would you find the casitas, the ranchos, and the cabanas? Cabanas. Forgive my bad.
Can I use a lifeline?
Absolutely.
What do I have left?
You can ask me what I think the answer is, or you can go with multiple choice answers.
What do you think the answer is?
Yeah. Luke, could you repeat the question again?
Matt, where would you find the casitas, the ranchos, and the cabanas?
All right, Cody, this is a guess, okay? I like you a lot, so I'm going to try my best here. I think it's at Coronado Springs Resort. But that's really my gut guess here. I can't tell you that I'm 100% certain about that.
Okay, with you, I'll say the Coronado Springs.
That is your final answer?
Yeah.
All right, you are moving on.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Wow, that was a total guess. Very nice.
All right, Cody, your next question is, what is the name of the record company featured in Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith?
Your last lifeline, Cody, is multiple choice answers. We will give you four possible answers, one of which is correct.
Cody, here's your four options. Is it A, WED Studios, B, G-Force Records,
G-Force Records,
and C and D are unimportant?
Is that your final answer, Cody?
You're correct.
Great job, Cody. Lou, we're on question 9 right now, right?
So, Cody, here you go. What pavilion did Mission Space replace?
Horizons Pavilion.
Final?
Final.
You are correct, sir.
All right, Cody. You are now at the 10th question. If you get this question right, you will have won everything you won previous to this, and you are going to if you get this correct, you will have won a choice of the Disney World Trivia Volume 1 or 2, autographed by Lou, as well as your choice of a Walt Disney World Today t-shirt.
Oh, cool.
I know. It's very cool. All right, so Newell, cue up the music. Lou, it's all you.
All right, Cody, my friend, I'm looking for a good question for you here. Cody, what show is currently playing on the Caravan stage?
Quest of Wonder.
I don't hear what he said, Matt.
He said Flights of Wonder, Cody?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer? Cody, is it? Okay.
Play that funky music, Newell. He's got it.
Right. Well, Cody, you've won everything. You've won a live365.com 1 month membership. You've won a DisneyWorldTrivia.com t-shirt. And you've won your choice of a Disney World Trivia Volume 1 or 2 and a Walt Disney World Today t-shirt. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Cody, what you'll need to do is just simply email me at Matt, M-A-T-T, at WDWtoday.com. And,
okay.
And we'll set you up with all your prizes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for Cody. You did an awesome job.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Cody. Well, that was great, Lou.
Yeah, Cody, very much impressed. I was very impressed with Cody's answers.
You could be the next contestant on Who Wants to Earn Their Ears. Call now, 407-278-5WDW. That's 407-278-5939. Now, back to your host, Matt Hochberg.
Well, we've got a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, where are you calling from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Steve, are you ready to play Who Wants to Earn Their Ears?
I am ready.
We've gotten some messages, and it's going to be pretty tough to follow up Cody over there.
Oh, I know. I just listened to Cody. He did awesome.
So, Steve, Lou is your man now. Lou, take it away.
Your first question, Steve. When did Epcot open? Month, day, and year.
October 1st, 1982.
You got it. Steve, your second question. How many international pavilions are there in the World Showcase area of Epcot?
Now, I missed the first part of the show. What are my three lifelines to ask?
Your three lifelines are you can ask for multiple choice answers, at which point Lou will give you four possible answers, one of which is the correct answer. You can ask either myself or Mike Scopa what they think the answer is, or you can ask the audience, in which case everyone will IM Mike Newell, and he will give you the consensus answer.
Okay. How many countries are there in Epcot was the question, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to say 11, but I'm not sure, and I don't want to blow it this early. So, I will go to ask the AOL.
All right. So let's go to ask the audience. So if everybody listening could IM Mouse World Radio, that's one word, MouseWorldRadio, that's on AOL Instant Messenger. If you don't have AOL Instant Messenger, that's okay. You can email mouseworldradio@AOL.com. Mike Newell will compile the answers and will give you the possible answers, Steve. So stand by for a second. You nervous, Steve?
Well, I'm wondering, while I'm waiting, if I could call you Luregis. Can I call you Luregis?
I've been called worse, so feel free.
All right, Mr. Newell, what is the answer that we have?
100% are saying there are 11 countries in World Showcase.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think they opened with 9 and then they added 2 later, so 11 is my final answer.
And you are correct, Steve. You're right. It opened with 9 and now has 11.
Congratulations, Steve. You've won the 1 month of VIP membership to Live365.com. Would you like to continue?
Yes, please.
All right. Why not?
Is that safe?
What's that?
Is there any, like, the show, is there any safety? Do I hit a certain level where I'm safe or not?
That Live365.com membership is yours if you miss out on the next question or any other question. I mean, that's yours. You've won it.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Lou?
All right, Steve. What is the name of the woman in the crystal ball in the Haunted Mansion's seance scene?
That would be Madame Luida. Am I saying that right?
Did you repeat your answer again, Steve?
Yeah, Madame. I'm not going to say five. I don't know the answer yet because it's Madame. I'm not saying it right. It's Madame Luida.
I'm gonna be the good guy here. I think Steve knows the answer. I just don't think he knows how to pronounce it. I think he's got all the words there. He's just got the vowels mixed up. So,
I just can't hear it.
Just say final answer, Steve.
Okay, final answer.
Well, with Mike's help, Madame Leota is the correct answer.
Leota, there we go. Thank you.
All right, Steve, got a little bit of a because for the technical difficulty, you know, for sticking with us, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that one. Now you're on your own. So let's move on to question 4.
Okay, Steve. We talked about Rex, your pilot on Star Tours before. Who provides his voice?
That would be Paul Rubens, also a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman. Final answer.
Paul Rubens is right. I believe this is question 4, 5, somewhere around there.
Okay. Bye.
Of the 3 resort hotels on the Magic Kingdom monorail loop, which has the fewest number of guest rooms?
Okay. So we've got Polynesian, Grand Floridian, or Contemporary. Wow. That throws out multiple choice.
You could ask myself, you could ask Mike Scopa, or you could use the multiple choice answers.
No, I know the I don't need the multiple choice because I know the 3. Yeah, Well, can't be Polynesian. It's got too many rooms. Contemporary's got the towers. Along with it.
10 seconds, Steve.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Grand Floridian. Final answer.
Oh, I am sorry. The Polynesian actually has the fewest
rooms. Oh, Steve, you did a really great job, and you did win that 1 month live 365.com membership. And Steve, if you could email Matt at WDW today, I can hook you up with that.
Okay.
And I really appreciate you sticking with us, you know, with the technical difficulties and all. And thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Mike Newell?
You could be the next contestant on Who Wants to Earn Their Ears. Call now, 407-278-5WDW. That's 407-278-5939. Now, back to your host, Matt Hochberg.
Those promos are so cool.
Aren't they? I got to thank Rick for sending them to me. He is awesome.
I know. I just want people to lose just so we can hear that again.
He did a great job. I can't thank him enough for that.
Yeah. And Lou, is it how fun? How much fun is it for you so far?
I'm loving this.
And we got the music working. It's cool, man. Mike Scopa, are you still here with us?
Yes, I am.
Man. I'm waiting for someone to ask Scopa what he thinks the answer is. That ought to be interesting.
I was ready with the last couple ones, but
I know. Word of caution to any of our listeners, if there's questions about the studios, feel free to ask me. If it's anything else, you're probably better off going with Scopa on that one, because that question that I gave for Cody was a total shot in the dark. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Brian Marstoff of BigBrian-NC.com.
Oh, Lou, you got to jack up the questions now.
So much to hit up the easy questions just went out the window.
All right. You ready to go, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Understand all the rules?
What I've heard.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, Newell, kick it up.
Brian, I'm not going to be unfair. I will keep them as relatively easy as possible. So your first question is, what land in Disney's Animal Kingdom is Expedition Everest located in?
That would be Asia. Final answer.
And that would be correct. Your second question, who was the original sponsor of Universe of Energy?
That would be Exxon. Final answer.
That would be correct.
Great. Well, for winning those two questions, Brian, you've won the one-month Live365.com membership. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks.
You want to keep going?
Yeah.
All right. Lou?
Okay, Brian. What is the name of the lake that the boardwalk is located on?
Ooh, I've just been writing about this little Crescent Lake.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You said Crescent Lake?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, let's go to question four now.
Okay, Brian. What film did Honey, I Shrunk the Audience replace?
Well, I'm going to go through the whole a long version. Some people might think it's Magic Journey, because Magic Journey did play in that theater. But Magic Journey left that theater, went to Fantasyland. Wait a minute. Got to get my order right. I want to say it was Captain EO. Final answer.
Thinking it out worked for you. Captain EO is correct. Okay, Brian, let's get out of the parks a little bit and tell me, what's the name of the boat perched atop Mount Mayday at Typhoon Lagoon?
I have an idea, but I think I'm going to use a lifeline. I'm going to ask Mike Scopa.
All right.
I think I know what it is, but I want it verified.
Mike Scopa, what do you think the answer is?
Lou, would you repeat the question one more time?
Sure, Mike. What is the name of the boat perched atop Mount Mayday over at Typhoon Lagoon?
Okay. I'm going to say, Brian, I'm about 75% sure on this. I think it's called the Miss Tilly.
That was the same name I had in mind. So, yes, Miss Tilly, final answer.
Bravo, gentlemen. You are correct.
Okay, Brian, I'm expecting a Dole Whip at Mouse Fest.
All right, so if you get this one correct, you'll win. What will you be winning? Oh, yes, you'll be winning a DisneyWorldTrivia.com t-shirt.
Okay.
All right, Brian. In which World Showcase nation did Cirque du Soleil originate?
Ooh. Ah. Wow, I'm going to have to... multiple choice or what?
You've got multiple choice, which will give you four answers, one of which is correct, and you can ask the audience where everyone can IM Mike Newell.
I guess I'm gonna ask the audience.
All right. Well, if everyone could send an instant message to Mouse World Radio, that's one word, on AOL, and Mike Newell will compile those answers very quickly. Lou, could you repeat the question one more time for our listeners?
Sure. In which World Showcase nation did Cirque du Soleil originate?
So I am send an instant message to Mouse World Radio or email mouseworldradio@aol.com. Mouse World Radio is an AOL IM name. Mike, what's the results we've got?
Wow, we've got 80% is saying it's Canada and 20% is saying it's France.
All right, Brian, you've got 15 seconds.
I'm just going to go with Canada, final answer.
And a way to stick with the audience, Canada is correct.
Great job, Brian. For that, you've won the DisneyWorldTrivia.com t-shirt.
All right.
Brian, what was the original name, the first name of Mickey's Toontown Fair?
Had a couple names. Before it was Toontown Fair, it was Starland. But before it was Starland, it was Mickey's Birthday Land. Final answer.
You got it.
Great, Brian. You're just two away now from winning it all.
Cool.
Brian, I assume you are a frequent listener to the ever-popular WDW Today Show?
Oh, yeah. And Mountains and a lot of other great Disney podcasts.
Well, flattery will get you nowhere because you should be able to tell us what Walt Disney World restaurant is best known for Wife Swap Tuesdays.
That would be Narcissi's, final answer.
Of course, you are correct.
That's a great question.
All right. If you get this question correct, Brian, you'll be winning your choice of Disney World Trivia Volume 1 or 2, as well as the Walt Disney World Today t-shirt.
All right, Brian. We're going to stick over at Narcissi's, because I want you to tell me what this octagonal-shaped Fun Tuesday Night restaurant, it's named after a Native American word that means what?
I'm going to go multiple choice.
Okay. Is it A, small fish, B, little wind, C, sunset on the water, or D, baby bear?
Well, the most appropriate name, you would think, would be sunset on the water. I can't really think of a good reason to go with one of the others. I mean, I guess fish would be related to being on the water, too, but... I like the sunset on the water so well, I'm just going to go with that and say sunset on the water, final answer.
Oh, I am sorry. It doesn't seem to make sense. Your logic was correct, but baby bear is
actually the meaning of the word
Oh, well.
Well, Brian, you did an excellent job.
Volumes anyway.
That's what I figured. So if you missed it, no big deal.
Yeah, it would have been a prize on my podcast or something.
Well, thanks, Brian, for calling in and competing. And be sure to email me at matt@wdwtoday.com, and we'll hook you up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye.